Do you see anything out there, Stu?
Well, we're just now coming out from behind the limb. Looks like I've got something here in the section. Let me pull her in the center and see what it looks like. Well, Bruce, I've got two things in the sextant, and you know, it could either be a faint star. I don't see any tumbling on them yet, but 4.5 minutes isn't that fast either.
Roger, we copy.
Okay, I've lost one of them due to light coming into the sextant. And I'm about to lose the other object, whatever it was.
I'm 14 Houston. I got a little sports news for you.
Okay, go ahead. Oh. You're just in time for dinner.
Would you rather I croon something soothing to you, like background music or Ravel's Bolero or something?
Negative on the music. We got all that we need here. You can just croon some good sport news.
Why don't you hold on a minute, my dad get his headset on.
It's not that detailed.
Hey, Houston, everybody's on the line.
Okay, I don't know if it was really all that earth-shaking. I've got the results of the Daytona races. It was won by Pedro Rodriguez from Mexico with his partner Jackie Oliver in a Porsche. And they completed 688 laps of the 3.81-mile course there at Daytona in 24 hours. Ronnie Bucknum and Tony Adamowicz were second in a Ferrari, and the Mark Donohue, David Hobbs team was third. In winning the event, Rodriguez and Oliver averaged over 109 miles per hour for the 24-hour period. In Sunday's Andy Williams San Diego Open Golf Tournament, Californian George Archer took the honors with a 7-under par score against his closest competitors, Dave Eichelberger and Jack Nicklaus. Archer ended up with a 65 and $30,000 in prize money. Over.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Keep up the good news.
Roger, you can tell Ed to take his headset back off now.